The contrast between the state cemetery in Austin and the city-owned ones is breathtaking. Dwayne Hill walks through the tombs of the state cemetery on 7th Street in Navasota. He tells me he loves visiting this spot.
I see nice headstones. The lawn is manicured. The tombstones are taken care of. So basically, it's nice.
There's a pond. Birds are chirping. A Texas flag is flying proudly. Just a few blocks from the state cemetery is Oakwood Cemetery. At his office in the Parks and Recreation Department, Gilbert Hernandez lists some of the differences between the two places.
We have irrigation systems that were installed in the 50s, 60s, and 70s and have not been upgraded since then. You know, we also have facilities that are not ADA or code compliant. We have fences that need to be either refurbished or repaired.
A metal bridge at Oakwood is completely corroded and falling apart. Headstones are damaged. Trees listing. The list goes on. Harry Bradley is the state cemetery superintendent. He says there's a couple of reasons why the state cemetery looks like a park. For one, the place went through extensive renovations in the 90s. And since then, the state has been committed to its maintenance.
I came here before the renovation project started. I was worked for Lieutenant Governor Bob Bullock, and it was his big project. We wanted to have the cemetery look as nice as the Texas Capitol.
Texans pay about $500,000 a year to upkeep the cemetery. The city will not discuss the cost of maintaining its five cemeteries. For the last 20-plus years, a subcontracting company has managed them with an independent budget, and complaints and reports of poor maintenance have risen during that time. As of March, the relationship is over. The city is requesting bids from new contractors. Gilbert Hernandez with Austin Parks and Rec says in the future, the city will oversee bringing the cemeteries into this century.
The voters in that regard dedicated $2 million in the 2012 bond program specifically for cemeteries. So we anticipate that that will, you know, help us deal with some of these long-term deferred maintenance items that the cemeteries currently exist.
Hernandez adds that for the first time, the city has started the process to develop a cemetery master plan. Phase 1 will be unveiled in the fall. Joy Diaz, KUT News.